兄姐妹们平安，感谢主早晨又一同聚集我们来到他的面前。
Praise the Lord, he gathered us to hear this morning before him.
我们每次来到主的面前，我们只有一个祷告，就是愿意来遇见主。
Every time we come before the Lord, only one prayer we have, that is to meet our Lord.
在会前祷告的时候，有弟兄祷告，就是说，昨天晚上下很大的雨。
Before the prayer, before the meeting, one of the brothers said, yesterday it rained heavily.
也愿今天早晨我们来到主的面前，主的同在，主的灵也降下来，像雨水一样降在我们的心田里面。
May this morning we come before the Lord, the Lord's grace and spirit will fall on us like the rain.
好叫我们干渴的心田里面可以得到滋润。
So our heart with our thirsty heart will be nourished by His grace.
我们愿意主早晨借着他的话对我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our heart by His word.
今天早晨我的负担是我们一起来交通到基督的恩典。
This morning, my burden is to have a fellowship with brothers and sisters about the grace of Christ.
请我们一起读几处的圣经。第一处在约翰福音一章十四节。
Let us read a few scriptures. First scripture is in John chapter 1, verse 14.
我们要先念十四节，然后念十六节。
Verse 14 and verse 16.
中文的我们一起来读。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。第十六节，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Verse 16. And of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace.
Grace
upon grace.
第二处的圣经在哥林多后书八章九节。
Next is in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
哥林多后书八章九节，我们中文一起来读。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
然后哥林多后书九章八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8.
一起来中文的。神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.
最后是彼得后书三章十八节。
And the last, Second Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
彼得后书三章十八节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
一起来。你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
请我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，早晨你吸引我们一同到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you. This morning you draw us together before you.
到你的面前，我们愿意将我们的心敞开。
We wanted to open our hearts before you.
我们的祷告就是你的圣灵能够像雨水一样，主啊，降在我们的心田里面。
We pray that your spirit will fall on us like rain.
主，让我们的心，哦，主啊，能够柔软，让我们的心，主也能够得着雨水的浇灌，我们可以，哦，主啊，能够有 有能够成为一个好土，哦主啊，能够来盛装你的话，可以把你的种子种在我们的心里。
So may our heart be soft and be soft and like the good soil can receive your word and like seed in our hearts.
好，叫你的种子在我们的心田里面能够发芽，能够生长，能够结实。
So may the seed in our hearts like can grow and can be strengthened and can bear fruits.
愿你借着这样不配的器皿，主啊，让你自己的恩典主能够流露出来。
May your grace be outflowed by these weak vessels.
主，愿你丰富与我们众人同在。
May you be with us abundantly.
让你的心意得到满足。
May your will be done.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 所以我们很熟悉的一段圣经，就是道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
One of the familiar scriptures is.The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
感谢主，主来到我们中间，充充满满有恩典和真理。
Praise the Lord, He came to us full of grace and truth.
而且还恩上加恩。
And grace upon grace.
主耶稣呢，他本来是富足的，为我们成了贫穷，好叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足，这就是神的恩典。
Our Lord, though He was rich, yet for our sakes He became poor, so we through His poverty might become rich. That is grace.
保罗也说，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能够多行各样的善事。
Paul also says, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things.May have an abundance for every good work.
这个中文的恩惠就是恩典。
In Chinese, that is grace.
Yeah, 就是 yeah. 这边就是讲到恩典哈，神将恩典多多的加给我们。
God will make all grace abound toward us.
使我们能够凡事充足，能够行各样的善事。
So we will have all sufficiency in all things for every good work.
所以当主耶稣差遣十二个门徒打发他们传天国的福音的时候，
So when the Lord sent 12 disciples to preach the gospel of the kingdom,
他特别跟这些门徒讲说，你们白白的得来，也要白白舍去。
He says, freely you have received, freely give.
这就是我们刚才唱的诗歌。
That is the hymn we just sung.
也是愿意今天早晨我们来思想基督的恩典的时候，我们愿意主让我们来得着主的恩典。
May we receive the grace of the Lord this morning when we meditating before the Lord about His grace.
首先能够成为一个蒙恩的人。
First, we are the ones who received grace.
然后能够成为一个感恩的人。
And then we are the ones who are grateful.
最后能够成为一个能够流露恩典的人。
Then we are we are the ones who can overflow the grace.
首先我们来看我们怎么样成为一个蒙恩的人。
First of all, let us see how can we be the one who received grace.
我们的神是一位恩典的神。
Our God is a gracious God.
在旧约神如何描述他自己呢？
How did God describe himself in the Old Testament?
当神召摩西到西乃山上去，来神要向他显现的时候，
When God called Moses onto Mount Sinai and wanted to appear before him,
耶和华这样宣告说，
The Lord Jehovah proclaimed,
耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and slow to anger, abounding in goodness and truth.
还有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And abounding in goodness and truth.
因为神是有怜悯有恩典的神。
Because God is a merciful and gracious and a God.
我们常常有个错误的观念。
Oftentimes we have a wrong concept.
觉得旧约的神是严厉的，是凶恶的，是可怕的。
We thought God in the Old Testament is strict, is fierce, and is fearful.
所以人都不敢到神面前。
So people dare not to come before God.
但是圣经上的旧约这位神是这样的吗？
But is God truly like that?
圣经上有七次讲到他自己，圣经上讲到说这位神讲到他自己的时候，说他是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
So in the Old Testament, seven times God said, "It says God is gracious and merciful."
神就像我们父亲一样。
It's just like our fathers.
是的，我们的神他是公义的神。
Yes, our God is righteous.
但是他也是一位充满恩典、充满怜悯的神。
But also, He is full of grace and full of mercy.
我们记得在旧约约拿书的故事吗？
Do you remember the story of Jonah?
那时候神差遣约拿到尼尼微去来传神的信息，叫他们悔改。
At that time, God sent Jonah to the city of Nineveh to preach to them,
叫他们悔改，
ask them to repent.
那我们知道哈，在旧约的时候呢，这犹太人呢觉得说神的恩典只有临到他们。
We know that in the Old Testament, Jewish people thought God's grace can only come upon them.
所以呢，他们对外邦人呢就觉得很轻看他们。
So as for the Gentiles, they despise them.
特别是这些尼尼微人呢，他们是来迫害、逼迫犹太人的。
Especially those people of Nineveh, they persecute Jewish people.
那约拿呢，这个觉得说，只要神要惩罚尼尼微，那太好不过了，对不对
？So Jonah said, "So is it good for God to punish Nineveh?"
怎么还要传悔改的信息叫他们悔改呢
？How come I have to go there to preach the message of repentance to them?
所以约拿不愿意去。
So Jonah did not want to go.
那就往相反的方向跑掉了，对不对
？So he fled away to the opposite direction.
但是感谢神啊，神借着一条鱼呢，就把他后来行了一个神迹，传起了风浪。后来呢，船上人就把他丢到这个海里面。
So thank God he sent a big fish and swallowed Jonah and vomited him out to.
Yeah.
So city of Nineveh.
Not quite. okay. 所以这条这个他们把他丢到海里面呢，那神就安排要大鱼把他吞了，对不对？然后呢，约拿呢就在鱼肚子里面三天三夜。
So a big fish swallowed Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for seven nights and
three 三天三夜。
Three days and three nights.
啊，就代表主耶稣为我们哈、啊、也是经过死。
That represents our Lord died for us.
最后，约拿没办法，他在鱼肚子里面向神祷告。
So Jonah prayed in the belly of the fish.
大家记得约拿最后的祷告是什么吗？
Do you remember what was the prayer of Jonah at last?
有没有人记得？ Yeah. 救恩出于耶和华。
The salvation comes from the Lord.
啊，当约拿这样祷告的时候
，When Jonah prayed like that，
这鱼就把约拿吐出来
，And the fish vomited Jonah out。
然后约拿就知道神的心意，救恩是出于耶和华。
So Jonah knew that the will of God, that is the salvation, comes from the Lord。
所以呢，他就乖乖的到尼尼微去了。
So he was very obedient and went to the city of Nineveh.
圣经上这样讲说，约拿进了城，走了一日，宣告说，再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。
And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, the Nineveh shall be overthrown."
约拿虽然去尼尼微了
，Although Jonah went to Nineveh.
约拿终于听神的话了。
And finally, Jonah decided to obey God.
但是他到尼尼微时，他说到城里面走了一天而已啊。
But he only walked for one day in the city of Nineveh.
然后就宣告这个神说，在四十天尼尼微要倾覆。
And then he proclaimed that 40 days, city of Nineveh shall be overthrown.
他就觉得他完事了。
He thought, I would finish my work.
我想哈，有没有我们知道说，很多弟兄姐妹到修大去传福音哈。
I know many brothers and sisters preach the gospel in the University of Houston.
是不是到休斯顿大学走一天，然后传一个福音，就说我做完了
？And did we like Jonah like walk around the university for one day and then said I'm done?
我想我们可能这个传福音的心还比约拿更火热一点哈。
I thought we're more fervent on the preaching gospel than Jonah.
但是感谢神，神是有怜悯有恩典的神。
But thank God, God is gracious and merciful.
虽然约拿只传了一天的福音。
Although Jonah only preached for one day.
可是神使尼尼微人信服神，而且从他们最大的到最小的都悔改。
But the people of Nineveh believed God, and from the greatest to the least of them, they all repented.
所以神查看他们的行为，他见他们离开恶道，就不把所说的灾祸降与他们了。
Then God saw their works, that they returned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that He had said He would bring upon them.
这件事以后，约拿大大不悦。甚且发怒。
And after that, it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry.
然后他就说：“神啊，我早就知道你了。”
And he prayed to the Lord, said, "Oh Lord, I knew that."
我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所灾、所说的灾。
For I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness.
所以我急速逃往他施去，耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
Therefore, I fled previously to Tarshish. Now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.
哎，我们觉得很稀奇哈。
So it is. We thought it's amazing.
全能的神。他没有生气啊。
The Almighty God was not angry.
他满有丰盛的恩典，丰盛的怜悯。
He was full of mercy and grace.
小小的约拿生气了。
This little Jonah was angry.
他希望神把这个尼尼微的人都灭绝。
He hoped that God would destroy the whole Nineveh.
然后他就说，我早就知道你是满有恩典、满有怜悯的神。
And he said, I knew you are a merciful and gracious God.
所以我才不去。我刚开始你告诉我去尼尼微，我才不去嘛。
So in the beginning, that's why I did not want to come.
那你看，现在我传福音，他们悔改，那你又没有降所说的灾，那岂不是我说的话都落空了嘛？
And now I preached, and they repented, and you did not send the disaster to them, so I preached in vain.
所以他说，那我死了比活着还好。
And he said, it is better for me to die than to live.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Oh, brothers and sisters,
我们是不是能够体会神的心呢？
Can we have compassion with our God?
还是我们就像约拿一样，觉得自己说的话或自己做的事情都是对的呢？
Or we are just like Jonah and thought, we are right in our ways.
什么是怜悯呢？
What is mercy?
怜悯就是神没有把我们当得的审判和刑罚来加给我们。
Mercy is God did not punish or judge us according to what we deserved.
举个例子说。
For example.
你在高速上开车超速。
That you
speeding.
You speed on the highway.
那就嗡嗡嗡，警察就后面看到警察车子跟来了，把你拦下来。
And the police stopped you.
然后呢，他来看见他就对你说，以后小心一点，不要开这么快。
And the police said, "Be careful in the future. Don't speed anymore."
他明给你开罚单。
He didn't give you a ticket.
这样事情我经历过。
I had that experience.
这是怜悯。
That is mercy.
什么是恩典呢？
What is grace?
恩典就是神把我们不当得的这些赏赐赐给我们。
Grace is God bestowed us what we do not deserve.
这是一个赏赐来赐给我们。
That is a gift that God bestowed.
我们所不当得的，但是却给了我们。
What we do not deserve.
举一个很小的例子。
For example.
比如说坐飞机。
For example, when we take flight.
Okay, 然后呢？哎，他忽然告诉你说，现在头等舱有空位呢，你被升等了。
And all of a sudden, they tell you that we have a spot in the first class, and you are upgrade.
这个是恩典。
That is grace.
所以怜悯呢，是我们所当得的审判、刑罚，神没有给我们。
So mercy is God did not punish or judge us according to what we deserve.
那恩典是我们所不当得的这些好处、这些赏赐，神赐给我们。
Grace is God bestowed us gift that we do not deserve.
我们来认识神是不是这样呢？
So it is that. So how we know our God?
神没有把那个刑杖，没有把我们这个把我们该得的这些刑罚来，没有把刑杖打在我们身上，没有把我们当得的刑罚加在我们身上。
God did not punish us according to what we deserve.
但是神却让我们可以因着信他。可以得蒙救赎，然后他还给我们一个王子的地位。
So, in believing him, we can be forgiven, and we can obtain the position as a princess. Princess.
所以这就是神的怜悯和恩典。
So that is God's grace and mercy.
感谢主，主耶稣到地上来，岂不是也是这样吗？
Praise the Lord. That is so. When our Lord came to the earth, just the same way.
他来到地上，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
He came to the earth. The Word became flesh, full of grace and truth.
我们大家很熟悉的一段故事，在记载在约翰福音第八章。
We know there's a story that is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
当这位正行淫的妇人被拿，然后抓到主耶稣面前，说我们应该是不是要用石头打死他的时候？
When the woman was caught in adultery and the people wanted to stone her to death, before the people wanted to stone her to death.
主说你们当中谁是没有罪的，可以先拿第一块石头来打他。
The Lord said, whoever among you does not have a sin can throw.The first stone.
然后从老到少，一个一个的，这些犹太人就出去了。
So they all left from the greatest to the least.
只有这个妇人还在这里。
Only that woman was there.
这位妇人一定是非常害怕的。
She must be very afraid.
因为她知道她犯罪了。
She knew she had sinned.
她不但犯罪，而且是在犯罪的时候就被抓到了。
Not only she sinned, she was caught.
照摩西的律法呢，是要被石头打死。
According to the law of Moses, she deserved to be stoned to death.
那一天就要死了。
That day he was about to die.
She
was about to die.
主耶稣对他说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此以后不要再犯。”
And Lord said to her.Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
我也不定你的罪，就是恩典。
Neither do I condemn you. That is grace.
从此以后不要再犯，是真理。
Go and sin no more. That is truth.
我们每一个人，我们都应该有这样的一个经历。
Each one of us should have this experience.
罪是我们犯的，但是罪债却是主为我们偿还的，这就是恩典。
We have sinned, but the Lord has paid the debt of sin for us.
我们的罪虽如朱红，主却使它白如雪；虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。这就是恩典。
Though our sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That is grace.
主耶稣他来了，为我们尝了苦杯，这是他的对我们的怜悯，他却把福杯递给我们，这就是他给我们的恩典。
The Lord came, he tasted the bitter cup, that is mercy, and he handed us the cup of blessing, that is grace.
感谢主，在以弗所书告诉我们说，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Thank God, in the book of Ephesians, it tells us, in him we have redemption through his blood.The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace.
感谢主，愿意早晨我们每一个人，我们先做一个蒙主恩典的人。
So may this morning each one of us, first of all, we are the ones who received the grace.
那我们因着相信他，可以得着神的恩典，有神新的生命在我们身上。
So in believing Him by faith, we can receive this grace and have this new life.
叫主与我们同行，与我们交谈，生命的窄路同过。
So the Lord walks with us and talks with us along life's narrow path.
让我们每个人不仅自己得着神的恩典，让我们也为我们的家人祷告，让我们为我们的朋友祷告，我们都要蒙恩得救。
So not only do we receive God's grace, also we ought to pray for our family, our friend, so everyone can receive the grace of God.
是的，神是蛮有恩典、蛮有怜悯的神。
So yes, our Lord is full of grace and full of mercy.
但是如果我们不来得着，仍然跟我们无异。
But if we don't receive that, obtain that, that is, has nothing to do with us.
愿早晨我们都来转向主。
So may each one of us turn to the Lord
来得着神赐给我们的恩典
and obtain receive this grace.
所以第二方面，我们来看，我们每个人除了做一个蒙恩的人以外，下一步呢就要做一个感恩的人。
And secondly, after we receive the grace, and then we ought to be grateful.
知道怎么样来感恩。
So we know how to be grateful.
那在路加福音十七章的时候，这边记载到一个故事，就是主耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进了一个村庄，看到有十个长大麻风的迎面而来。
In Luke chapter 17, there is a story. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers.
他们对主耶稣说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。”
And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us."
主耶稣就怜悯他们。
So the Lord had mercy on them.
就医治了他们。
And healed them.
他们主耶稣对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司看，他们去的时候就得洁净了。”
The Lord said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priest."And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed.
内中有一个人见自己好了，就回来大声地归荣耀给神。
And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned with a loud voice, glorified God.
他俯伏在耶稣的脚前感谢他，那这个人是撒玛利亚人。
And he fell down on his face at the Lord's feet.Giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan.
耶稣说，洁净了的不是有十个吗？那九个在哪里呢？
So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9?"
除了这个外族的人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?
我们知道恩典。不是头脑上的认识。
We know that grace is not a head knowledge.
乃是亲身的经历，像这长大麻风被主医治一样。
That should be a personal experience, just like those lepers.
当我们经历了神的恩典，我们的心就会发出感谢来，把赞美归给神。
When we experience God's grace, our heart will be overflowing in the thanksgiving.
所以在这段故事里面，有几个人蒙恩呢？
In this story, how many people received grace?
十个，对不对？
Ten.
有几个人 是感恩的呢？
But who is the one who is grateful?
只有一个，
Only one.
所以英文有这句话哈，说 Man gets man, God gives and forgives. Man gets and forgets.
啊，英文里有一句话说神给予原谅啊，但是人啊索取啊忘记。
所以常常都是这样，对不对？神呢，他一直给，而且一直的饶恕。
So, God always gives and forgives.
人呢，拼命的得，然后就忘记。
And the man, try all their best to get and forget.
一个会感恩的人，是会把荣耀归给神的人。
A grateful person is one who can give thanksgiving and glory to God.
感谢主，我是在高中的时候来重生得救的。
Thank the Lord, I was saved by grace when I was in high school.
那时候真的是非常的喜乐。
I was very joyful at that time.
因为那时候我们高中哈，我们在台湾，我想跟国内一样，要考联考，要考这个高考。
As a high schooler, just like a student in China, we have to go through. Like national entrance exam, like SAT.
Yeah, 然后呢，那时候我们录取率很低的。
At that time, the passing rate was very low.
所以大家都很紧张，也很用功。
So everybody was nervous and worked hard.
但是我发现我信主以后啊，我就觉得很轻松了。
But I felt very relaxed after I became a Christian.
所以呢，我们高三的时候呢，我们就是一些弟兄姐妹们一起读书。
So the last year of my high school, I studied with many brothers and sisters.
我还记得那时候主日的早晨聚完会以后呢，主日的下午就有一位大学的一个哥哥带我们到他家呢，他弹吉他，我们唱诗歌。
I remember every Sunday morning after church, and we went to one of the older brothers' house, and he played the guitar, and we sing the hymns.
我非常的感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
因为在这样一个很压力很大的时候
，during that stressful time,
却得到主的新的生命。
I received God's new life.
所以可以里面仍有平安，仍有喜乐。
I have peace and joy in me.
我到现在都还是非常的感谢主预备那一段的时间。
Even till today, I thank God for that time of preparation.
那但是呢，到大学以后呢，所以刚开始还好。
After I went to college, it was okay in the beginning.
后来呢，几年呢，我就心里面对主的就冷淡了。
The next few years, I grew cold toward the Lord.
比较少去聚会。
And I went to the church less frequently.
那就可以说就是忘了主的恩典。
In other words, I forgot the grace of God.
结果呢，后来事后回想呢，那段日子呢，实在是劳苦愁烦的日子。
As a result, now I recall, that was indeed a very labored and sorrow time.
感谢主哈，我们每一位都可以做一个蒙恩的人。
Thank the Lord, each one of us can be the one who receive grace.
只要借着信，我们就可以得到这个主所预备的恩典。
By faith.We can receive the grace that God has prepared for us.
但是每一个人呢，我们要做一个感恩的人。
So each one of us should be a grateful person.
这样我们懂得感恩，我们就知道怎么样子把自己能够让在主的手中。
When we are grateful, and then we know how to offer ourselves to the Lord.
所以当我到美国来的时候
，After I came to the States,
主很奇妙的安排我。住到一个宿舍里面。
Amazingly, Lord, had put me in a dormitory.
结果到宿舍第一天，就有一位姊妹来问我。
First day, a sister came to ask me.
她说：“你下个礼拜有没有空啊？”
She asked me, "Hey, do you have time next week?"
我们教会有个秋令会，欢迎你来参加。
We have a retreat and you're welcome to come.
我刚到美国，没有一个人认识我。
I just arrived and nobody knew me.
那我可以跟他讲说，哎，我愿意去，也可以跟他讲我不愿意去。
I could have said yes or no to her.
但是主就感动我。
But the Lord moved me.
他把过去几年的这事情呢，就像放电影一样的，很快在我里面呢播放了一下。
I played like a movie. What happened in the past few years before me?
在主里面的时候好呢，还是不在主里面的时候好？
Which one is better, in the Lord or not in the Lord?
答案非常清楚。
That is very obvious. Obvious.
在主的里面呢，虽然说常常要去聚会啊。
Although in the Lord, although I have to go to the meeting. Frequently.
看起来要花一点时间。
It seems, I have to spend a lot of time.
但是呢，里面有平安有喜乐，功课还比较好。
But inside of me, I have peace and joy, and I do good at school.
那不在主里面，好像自己做自己的主，想做什么就做什么，不挺好吗？
When I'm not in the Lord, I can do whatever I want. Isn't it great?
好像时间也比较多啊。
It seems like I have plenty of time.
但是呢，我的功课却没有以前好。
But my schoolwork was not very good.
在座我想有一些年轻人。
I think we have many young people among us.
高中生的举手。
High schooler, please lift up your hands.
Okay, 感谢主啊，你们到能够来聚会。
Thank the Lord, you can come to the meeting.
我可以跟大家讲哈，我
I tell you，
真的在主里面比不在主里面好得多多。
Truly that in the Lord is much much better than outside of the Lord。
要做一个蒙恩的人。
So we should be the one who receive obtain the grace。
要做一个感恩的人。
And be the one who are grateful。
要做那个像。一个回来大麻风被主洁净后回来感谢主的人
，just like those one leper and returned and gave a thanksgiving to God。
然后呢，他就跟主能够连在一起。
So we can be with the Lord。
其他九个他们医治被主医治以后呢，就自己走自己的路了。
The other nine after they were healed by the Lord, they just gone their own way。
感谢主，主是丰有丰盛的。恩典 和慈爱。
Thank the Lord, He is gracious and merciful.
所以那一天，当这位姊妹遇见我，问我这句话以后
，So that day when the sister asked me,
那我很快就回答说，我是基督徒，我愿意跟你去聚会。
And I said, I am a Christian, I wanted to go with you.
那又是我人生的另外一个转捩点。
And that was another turning point.
所以感谢主，我们真是要来认识主的恩典。
So, thank the Lord, we truly need to come to know God's grace.
保罗是一位认识主恩典的人。
We know Paul, Paul knew the grace of God.
他说，在罪人中呢，我是个罪魁。
He said, among those sinners, I am chief.
哎，很特别哈，这圣经为什么这样记载呢？
It is amazing how the Bible records like this.
如果我的家很脏很乱的话，我一定不会请你到我家。
If my house is messy, I don't want you to come to my house.
如果我是一个罪人，我绝对不会告诉你我是个罪人的。
If I am a sinner, I by no means I don't want to tell you I'm a sinner.
对不对？我们都希望人看到我们好的这一面。
Isn't that true? We all wanted to ask other people to say that to see our that we are good.
但是保罗为什么说在罪人中我是个罪魁呢？
Why Paul said among those sinners I am chief?
因为保罗是一个认识恩典的人。
Because Paul is the one who knew God's grace.
他说因为我是罪人中的罪魁，所以我主的恩典格外的丰盛。
He said because I among those sinners I am chief, so the Lord's grace was exceedingly abundant.
所以他因为他认识自己的越多，他发觉主的恩典就越多。
So the more he knew himself, the more he found that the Lord's grace was exceedingly abundant.
所以保罗一生， 他可以说是一个恩典，主的恩典的一生。
So we can say, Paul's life is a life of grace.
不是保罗能，是主能。
It was not Paul, but the Lord.
所以当保罗认识自己是不行的时候，他说他是在罪人中我是罪魁的时候，他只有一条路，就是把自己交给神。
So when Paul knew that he was not able, and of the sinners he was the chief, he wanted to offer his life to the Lord.
他就不可以不靠自己活，乃可以靠着为他死而复活的主活。
So he will no longer live by himself, he can live by the Lord who died and resurrected for him.
另外，当我们成为一个感恩的人的时候，那另外一个结果是什么呢？
So on the other hand, after we, if we are grateful, what's the result?
就是主赦免我们的罪，我们也能够饶恕我们的弟兄。
The Lord forgave us, so we can forgive our brothers.
在马太福音十八章，主耶稣说了这样一个比喻。
In Matthew chapter 18, there was a parable.
他说，天国好像一个王要跟仆人算账。那有一个人呢，欠了一千万两银子的来了。
It says the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he began to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents.
因为他没有什么可以偿还的，主人吩咐把他的妻子儿女并一切所有都卖了。那就这个人啊，他就俯伏的拜他说：“主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。”
But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment would be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, "Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all."
那主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，变成免了他一切的债。
Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt.
结果这个仆人出来，遇见他一个同伴欠他十两银子，便揪着他，掐住他的喉咙，说：“把你所欠的还我。”
But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me what you owe."
这个仆人就央求他说，宽容我吧，将来我必还清。
So his fellow servant begged him and said, "Please have patience with me. I will pay you all in the future."
他不肯，他就把他的这个朋友下在监里面。
And he would not, but went and threw him into prison.
所以这个主人知道这件事情就发怒。
So when the master knew that, he was angry.
他说：“你这个恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不当连续你的同伴，向我连续你吗？”
He said, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?"
所以主耶稣最后告诉我们一句话，说：“你们个人若不从心里面饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们的。”
And then the Lord said, "So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses."
感谢主，一个蒙恩的人是一个会饶恕的人。
Thank the Lord, one who received grace and who is also able to forgive.
当我们知道我们欠主的一千万两银子都被赦免的时候，我们是不是可以来饶恕我们的同伴，或者说免我们同伴欠我们的那十两银子呢？
When we knew that we owed our Lord 10,000 talents, but we were forgiven, can we forgive our fellows who owed us 10 denarii?
我们知道在家庭生活里面常常就会有许多的矛盾哈，都是出在这个彼此之间不能够饶恕。
We know that in our family life, sometimes we have some arguments.
我 我是性比较急的人。
I am a quick temper.
也比较做事情比较着急。
I'm a quick temper.
那譬如说要去哪里的时候呢？我常常就会说，赶快赶快，要出门了。
Whenever we're about to go out, I oftentimes I say, hurry, hurry, it's time to go.
所以呢，我的妻子跟我的孩子呢，就乖乖的、赶快的坐到车上去。
And my wife and children, they were very obedient and hurry up and get into the car.
但是我突然有时候忘了一件事情呢，哎呀，我就晚出来了。
But sometimes, if suddenly I forgot something, I would came out late.
这事后回想呢，我就发现啊。如果说是我的儿子慢了一点呢，我就会很生气。
Afterwards, I thought if that was my son, who was a little bit slow, I would be very angry.
但是如果我慢一点呢，没有人会说什么话。
If that was me, who was slow, nobody would say anything.
因为我在家里我最凶嘛。
Because in my family, I am the greatest.
所以大家都怕我。
They are all afraid of me.
哎呀，我这是后来事后回想就觉得很懊悔啊。
But afterward, I was ashamed.
就觉得说，哎，为什么常常别人若犯一点点错呢？哎呀，我就会比较严厉哈，或者说觉得受不了。但是自己犯了同样的错，哎，就没事儿。
How come if that was somebody else who made mistakes that? Oh, if that was me who made mistakes, that was okay. But if somebody else, that I cannot bear it.
像我以前呢，我就很不能够谅解这个，就是不小心把钥匙锁在车子里面的人。
Before I could not bear those people who left their keys in the car.
怎么可能会有这样的事情发生呢
？How can that happen?
就我有一次去开会，我赶时间。
So one time, I went for a meeting. I was in a hurry.
那车子呢？哎呀，就是很难停。我随随便便停了，我就赶快去开会了。
It was difficult to find a parking spot, so I hurried up and parked, and then I went to the meeting.
两个钟头以后我回来。
Two hours later, when I came back.
不仅我的钥匙锁在车里面，我的车子还在发动。
车子。
Still engine's on.
So not only my key was locked in the car, my car was still on.
哎呀，从此以后我就不敢讲人家钥匙留在车子里面是。
So after that, I no longer judge those people who left their key in the car.
我就像是被主人，所以我还要打电话跟我的太太，请她来救我。
And after that, I had to call my wife to come to rescue me.
所以她也没有对我生气啊。
She was not angry with me.
我想如果换个角度，我可能会很生气。
If that was her, I would be very angry.
哎呀，我们想，我们是不是常常像那欠主一千万两
？So are we not just like the servant who owed our Lord 10,000 talents?
那主把我们这一千万两的欠的债都免了。
The Lord forgave us for our debt.
但是如果有人欠我们十两，我们愿不愿意赦免？
If there is someone who owed us 10 denarii, can we forgive them?
所以我们愿意我们每一个人能够来认识主在我们身上这样极大的恩典。
So may each one of us can comprehend the grace of God.
让我们不仅做一个蒙恩的人，也做一个会感恩的人。
Not only be the one who received the grace, and also be the one who are grateful.
因为自己蒙恩，对别人也有恩典，能够宽容，能够忍耐，能够赦免。
So after we receive the grace, we can be tolerant, and we can be merciful to others.
我另外常常发现一件事情，我们常常是这样。
Oftentimes I find that we are oftentimes we are like this.
我们常常对陌生人呢，有会忍耐，会宽容。
We are tolerant and merciful to strangers.
但是把最差的脾气和最糟糕的一面呢，给我们最亲爱的人。
But we vented our anger and our bad temper to the people who are most close to us.
愿主光照我们，让我们能够能够在这件事上有学习。
So may the Lord shine the light upon us, so we can have some so we are teachable on these things.
不仅对陌生人，我们有宽容，有忍耐。
So not only we are tolerant and merciful to strangers.
特别是对我们最爱、最亲近的人，我们更多能够有赦免，更多有恩典。
Especially for those who we love the most and who are the closest to us, we also should have mercy and grace.
第三方面，我们愿意做一个流露主恩典、把主的恩典给出去的人。
A person who would share grace and overflow the grace to others.
我们知道，我们的主耶稣基督他本来是富足的，却为我们成了贫穷，叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。那这就是神的恩，就给我们的恩典。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich.
怎么样一个人是一个富足的人呢？
What is a rich person?
有人一生可能很有成就，可能很有学问，可能做很多的事，很有才能，有很好的这些很高的地位，也很富有。
Some people they were very successful. They are very educated, and they have very high position, and or they are very rich.
但是呢，所有这个人，他所有的一切，当这个人离开这个世界以后呢，这一切就消失了。
But all those things will fade away. When the people passed.
那什么是不会因为一个人在地上的生命结束而消失呢？
What will not fade away after that people passed?
就是把美好的事情做在别人身上。
That is a good work the one had done on other people.
得着是为自己，自己不在，那也就没了。
To obtain, that is for oneself. If that people passed away,those things will fade away.
给予是为着别人，如果自己不在，但是因为坐在别人身上，所以这不会消失。
To give is for others. Although that people was no more, what had done on other people will not disappear, will not fade away.
在去年感恩节后，那我们有在西南区的有一位弟兄，秦小阳弟兄，他忽然因为心脏的心脏有问题，所以他就过世了。
Our brother Qin Xiaoyang passed away and suffered from heart disease last year around Thanksgiving.
在他安息聚会里面呢，我想很多人去的，我们深受感动。
We were very touched during the memorial service.
因为我们的弟兄是一位很平实的人，在教会里面呢，他就是一位默默付出、默默服侍的人。
Our brother was a ordinary person. At church, he gave quietly. He served quietly.
他虽然他的工作也很忙碌，而且呢，家里面上有老下有小，但是呢，他尽心尽力的服侍一群初中生。
Although he had a very busy work schedule, and at home he had elders and children, he still served the middle schoolers.
他每个礼拜天的晚上就给他们打电话。
Every Sunday evening, he would call them.
他关心他们属灵的生命，关心他们的学业，关心他们的家庭。
He cared about their spiritual life, their school, their family.
然后有时间他还带他们出去玩，带他们请他们吃饭。
And sometimes he took them out, when he has time.
所以我们的弟兄是一个给的人。
So our brother was a people who gave.
感谢主，主的恩典在他的身上，让他能够把他主的恩典能够给出去。
Thank the Lord, the Lord's grace was overflowed from our brother.
有人这样说，一个人的伟大，不在乎他得了多少的奖， 不在乎他有多少的成就，而在乎他给了别人多少。
It says, greatness is not measured by how much a person accomplished, how many prizes, he won, but by how much the person gives.
感谢主，我们的弟兄他虽然过去了，但是呢，他的见证仍然感动了许多的人。
Thank the Lord. Although our brother passed away, his testament still touched and encouraged many people.
今天下午在新南区有受浸的聚会。
In afternoon, we will have a baptism meeting at HCA.
有好好多位初中生要受浸归入主。
Many middle schoolers will be baptized.
是我们弟兄他服侍的一个果子。
That was those fruit of our brother's work.
我们的弟兄虽然睡了，却仍因着信仍旧说话。
Although our brother passed away, but because of faith, he still speaks.
我们知道昨天就是 Barbara Bush 的一个葬礼。
We know that yesterday that was the there was a memorial service of Barbara Bush.
西南区有位姐妹礼拜五晚上她这样交通。
One of the sisters in HCA West office has shared last Friday.
她说她刚来的时候呢，很苦闷。
And she said when she first came here, she was very distressed.
因为他们先到路易斯安那。
They went to Louisiana first.
后来呢，就因为 Katrina 淹水了，就搬到德州来。
And then they moved to Texas because of Hurricane Katrina.
那因为他的先生呢，他的弟兄在上学。
At that time, his husband was still in school.
那他是一亲来到美国。
So he.
She just followed her husband.
Oh, so she just followed her husband to the States.
然后呢，又生孩子，所以也没有读书，也没有工作。
And she gave birth to a child, and she did not go to school and did not work.
只在家里面照顾孩子。
And just she stayed at home to take care of the children.
但是感谢主，他们在College Station 的地方呢，那时候有一个可以让这些就说移民能够来学英文的地方。
But thank the Lord that they in College Station there was a place for those immigrants to study English.
这就是 Barbara Bush 呢，他成立一个基金会呢，是帮助人家读写哈，还有就是能够了解英文的，能够来从一个不识字的可以变成识字的。
So Barbara Bush has set a foundation called Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy to help those who cannot read or write to read and write English.
当然他知道懂了一点英文，但是借着这个机会呢，他就可以去上学，而且全部是免费的。
Our sister knew a little English, but through this foundation, she can go and study English, which was all free.
然后呢，他们那时候就是学生嘛，什么都没有，也没有车。
At that time, they were all students. They did not have a car.
所以有一天呢，有一个人就到他们家门口牵了一辆脚踏车。
One day, there was someone who came to her house and brought a bicycle.
说哎，你们需不需要一辆自行车呢
？And ask them, do you need a bicycle?
哦，他说我们需要。
She said, yes, we do.
而且我们不只需要一辆，我们需要两辆。
Not only one, but we need two.
就这个人呢，不仅把这辆给他，又去找了一辆带给他。
So these people not only he gave this one bicycle to them, he went to grab another one and gave it to them.
所以这两辆自行车呢，就在那段时间呢，帮助了这一家的人。
So those two bicycles have helped them help the family a lot during that time.
Oh, 当我们姊妹这样交通的时候。
So when our sister shared this testimony.
我实在知道我们的姊妹是一个蒙恩的人。
We knew that our sister was one who received grace.
我们的姊妹也是一个感恩的人。
she is also a grateful person.
结果这位弟兄姐妹呢，在去年， Hurricane Harvey 的时候呢，他家又淹水了。And
so last year during Hurricane Harvey, our sister's house was flooded.
感谢主，过了几个月，他们修好了。
Thank the Lord that they the house was they repaired the house after a few months.
所以昨天晚上，我们礼拜五的查经组就在他们家有一个家庭聚会。So
last night we had a family meeting at in her house.
他们就把他们的家打开。And
they opened her her house.
他们就可以成为一个把恩典给出去的人。So
they can be the one who can overflow the grace of the Lord.
有人这么说哈，他说这个钱呢，你把它用了是你的财产。
So some people say, for money, if you use, that is the your
wealth.
That is your wealth.
你不用的钱呢，就变成你的遗产。
If you don't use the money, that is your heritage.
Heritage.
所以愿意我们呢，是要有成为有财产的人，还是要成为一个有遗产的人？ Do you want the one who owe and who has wealth or heritage?
所以愿主让我们不仅做一个得恩典的人，我们也要做一个能够把恩典给出去的人。So
let us not only be the one who receives the grace, but also be the one who can give grace.
我们刚才领事的胡元弟兄也说，就是这个水呢，若只进不出呢，就变成死水。Our
brother, brother who had mentioned. For water, if there's only inflow, no without outflow, it would become dead water.
就像死海一样。
Just like a dead sea.
那没有生物可以在那边生存。
No living creatures in it.
但是如果水有进有出呢，就是活水。
If there is inflow and outflow, that will be a living water.
就像加利利海一样，有各样的。 这个活物鱼虾在那边滋生繁衍
Just like the Sea of Galilee, various fish and shrimp and all kinds of living creatures will live in them.
愿意我们的生活成为死海呢，还是愿意成为加利利？
Do you want our life to be the Dead Sea or the Sea of Galilee?
我想很快问一下弟兄姐妹几个问题。
Let me ask you a few questions.
圣经中谁最慷慨？
Who is the most generous one in the Bible?
有谁？主耶稣好，对，<笑>很多答案是讲主耶稣就对了，<笑>因为他本来是富足，我们成了贫穷，对不对？啊，所以他最慷慨。还有呢？寡妇，对，那个寡妇丢两个小钱的寡妇，因为他把一切养生的都投上了，所以他最慷慨。还有呢？大卫，大卫为什么最慷慨呢？ 因为他为神殿预备建造殿的材料，把他自己的都奉最好的都奉献出来。还有谁？啊？亚伯拉罕。亚伯拉罕很富足啊，不太清楚他是不是很慷慨，应该也算蛮慷慨。<笑>还有一位人就是波阿斯，对不对？啊，波阿斯他也是非常慷慨，他就是照顾这些穷人啊。这些慷慨的人呢？ 就是代表神，就把神的性情呢彰显出来。Those
generous people represents God and represents God's character.
圣经中谁最小气
？Who is the most stingy people in the Bible?
圣经中谁最小气？那个无知的财主最小气。
That rich fool was the most stingy one.
因为他田产丰富呢，他这些没有地方收藏，所以他盖一个很大的仓库来收藏。And
he had a very big barn, and he had a big barn, and then he wanted to store all his crops and goods in a big barn.
然后他想说，他可以做多年的费用，他只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐。
And he said, "I have many goods laid up for many years, so I can take ease and eat, drink, and be merry."
再次主耶稣说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积攒财宝，在神面前却不富足，也是这样。”
But the Lord Jesus said, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who laid up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God."
实际上还有一个人是从小气到慷慨的，是谁？
And there was a person in the Bible, he was changed from a stingy person to a generous person.
是谁？撒该，对不对？撒该本来是一个财主，而且是一个税吏长。
That was Zacchaeus.
他本来是财主，而且是税吏长。
He was a rich man and also a chief tax collector.
他本来别人的口袋里面的钱都跑到他口袋里面。
So he grabbed money from other people's pocket.
但当他遇见主以后呢，他生命就改变了。
So after he met the Lord, his life was changed.
他说：“我把所有的一半分给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”
He said, "I will give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone but false accusation, I restore fourfold."
愿主早晨对我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
让我们不仅做一个得的人，我们也能够做一个给的人。
Not only we are the one who receive, but also who we can be the one who give.
把一个从自我为中心的人改变成一个以主为中心的人。
So the Lord can change us, can change one who is a self-centered to a Lord-centered person.
把一个从只知道爱自己的人成为一个关心别人、会爱别人、会爱主所爱的人。
He can change one who can only love himself to one who loves God.
让我们从一个只想得的人变成一个会给的人。
He can change one who only wants to get, but to one who's willing to give.
从一个小气的人变成一个慷慨的人。
He can change one who's stingy to a generous person.
从一个急躁的人变成一个会忍耐的人。
A quick temper to a patient.
从一个会抱怨的人成了一个凡事谢恩的人。
To a one who is grumbling to a one who can give thanksgiving.
主告诉我们，白白的得来，要白白的舍去。
The Lord says, "Freely, freely you have received; freely, freely give."
愿这是我们每天可以学习的功课。
May this be a lesson that we can learn every day.
主给我们许多的机会来操练，我们可以打电话，我们可以看望，我们可以为弟兄姐妹祷告。
We can practice and we can pray for our brothers and sisters.
在很多的事上，让我们不仅来得主的恩典，我们不仅来感谢主的恩典，我们也可以把主的恩典流露出去。
So not only we receive the grace from the Lord, we are grateful for His grace, and we also can be the ones who can give His grace to other people.
我们最后把刚才那首诗歌《白白得来，白白舍去》，我们再来唱一次。
Let us sing the hymn one more time.
没有事情，没有事情，我们就清唱。OK， 了解。OK， 好。我罪得赦免，靠耶稣名；我今已重生，靠耶稣名；靠耶稣名，我今与你共享主爱。赐给我能力，靠耶稣名；在地如在天，靠耶稣名；靠耶稣名，我今与你同得能力。因他告诉我，他说：“你们是白白的得来，当白白舍去。传我圣名，凭着你的信心，叫万人听到福音。”好，一起来，预备，来。
我罪得赦免，靠耶稣名；我今已重生，靠耶稣名；靠耶稣与你共享主爱。 是白白的得来，当白白舍去。当我生命凭着你的信心，叫万人听到福音。
第二节，
我知道
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你本来是富足的，却我们成了贫穷，叫我们可以因着你的贫穷成为富足。
Though you were rich, but you became poor for us, so through your poverty we can become rich.
主，我们何等感谢你。
How we thank you.
我们原来是不可爱的，原来是什么一无所有的，原来是犯罪堕落的，但是你真是爱我们。
We were unlovely, we were useless, we were sinners, but you truly loved us.
你本来是有一切的丰富，却为我们成了贫穷，好叫我们可以成为富足。
Although you have all riches, but you became a poor for us, so we can become rich through your poverty.
我们真是蒙恩的人。
We are truly the one who obtained your grace.
我们愿意做一个感恩的人。
We wanted to be the one who are grateful.
回来把感谢赞美来归给主。
We can give all our thanksgiving to our Lord.
我们也愿意，既然主叫我们有这么多大的恩典，我们也愿意对别人有恩典。
So after we obtain this full grace, we can be the person who can give your grace to other people.
我们真是愿意成为一个恩典的器皿，主能够来流露主的恩典。
We wanted to be the vessels that can overflow your grace.
我们不只做一个得的人，我们也做一个给的人。
Not only are we the people who receive the grace, but we are also one who can give grace.
让我们能够来把福音广传，能够让万人所能也能够得到这个恩典。
So we can preach your gospel and let many let nations to know your grace.
愿主继续对我们的心说话。
May the Lord continue speaking to our hearts.
让我们可以在每天的生活中跟随主。
So in our everyday life, we can follow you.
把一切感谢赞美来归给主。
May you receive all the thanksgiving and praise.
愿主在我们每个人、每个家、在教会的当中得到荣耀。
May you receive all the glory in every family, every person, and in our church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Praise in the Lord's great victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.